Blackstone Audio presents Expanded Universe by Robert A. Heinlein, Volume 2. This book is read by Bronson Pinchot. To William Targ. Foreword. This story was written 21 years before Dr. Neil Armstrong took one short step for a man, a giant leap for mankind. But in all important essentials, it has not yet become dated. True, we do not know that formations such as morning glories exist on Luna, and we do not know that there are areas where footgear midway between skis and snowshoes would be useful. But the lunar surface is about equal in area to Africa. A dozen men have explored an area smaller than Cape Town for a total of a few days. We will still be exploring Luna and finding new wonders there when the first interstellar explorers return from Proxima Centauri or Tau Ceti. This story is compatible with the so-called future history stories. It is also part of my continuing post-World War II attempt to leave the SF pulp field and spread out. I never left the genre pulps entirely, as it turned out to be easy to write a book-length job, then break it into three or four cliffhangers and sell it as a pulp serial immediately before book publication. I did this with a dozen novels in the 40s and 50s, but I recall only one story, Gulf, specifically written for pulp, Gulf being for Astounding's unique prophesied issue. Deus volent, I may someday collect my Boy Scout stories as one volume, just as I would like to do with the Puddin' stories. If you pray hard enough, water will run uphill. How hard? Why, hard enough to make water run uphill, of course. L. Long. Nothing ever happens on the moon. I never knew a boy from Earth who wasn't cocky. Mr. Andrews frowned at his senior patrol leader. That's childish, Sam, and no answer. I arrive expecting to find the troop ready to hike. Instead, I find you and our visitor about to fight, and both of you Eagle Scouts. What started it? Sam reluctantly produced a clipping. This, I guess. It was from the Colorado Scouting News and read, Troop 48, Denver. Local Scout seeks sky-high honor. Bruce Hollyfield, Eagle Scout, is moving with his family to South Pole.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?